Hello, my name is Antoine Goldschmidt, and I'm the artist of Echoes of Distant Light.
We are in the Atomium, and Echoes of Distant Lights is a light and music show. How would you describe it? Because I just saw it, and there's so much going on that I don't know how to describe it.
So, well, technically, I'm using a laser, and also there's a glass sculpture that is hanging in the sphere, actually the upper level of the sphere, because there are two levels in the installation. And yeah, as you said, there are many things that go on. I've conceived it as a kind of journey into stellar scapes through light and sound, which Ofer Smilansky here, my friend, composed the music for. So yeah, it's a kind of a audiovisual journey into this wonderful setup.
Hello, my name is Ofer Smilansky. I'm an audiovisual artist and I composed the music for Echoes of Distant Light.
And what guided you with the music? Did you see the lights and then do the music, or did they work together? How did that go?
Well, actually, the music was written before the light composition here, but we've used the same narrative dramaturgy to compose the piece. So we first, Antoine first wrote a kind of narrative to the whole piece, which I kind of translated into music. We adapted it and adapted it until we arrived here. And then when Antoine started to compose the light itself, we adapted the music again to what we saw as possibilities, which is more interesting to explore, what could be cut, what could be shortened. So it was kind of a back and forth between us.
So it started as a written piece, a declaration of what it was, and then you both did it together. So it was really a collaboration.
Yeah, it's definitely collaboration. Indeed, the first sketches I made and the original idea, I start drawing them and then trying to compose them, giving them some names. So for us, there's like a construction, and then there is an atom, and then galaxy, nebula. So we have kind of this scenario, this dramaturgy. And then based on this, I already have ideas whether I would use diffraction or more the architectural part of the sphere. And then so based on that, Ofer kind of took all this information to compose the music, first sketch of the music, and then it's really this ping pong. So yeah, it's a kind of a forehand work piece. So it's audiovisual in the sense of both are really interconnected in a very strong way.
And I don't know which part, what you call the part, but it's one part that I thought was an enormous jellyfish.
Yeah, well, that's what happens with the diffraction in this glass sculpture. So, yeah, it can evoke a lot of things depending on who's looking and the time, because the installation is kind of organic in a sense that when the pieces move, they will react differently with the light. So it can create these patterns. Sometimes it can evoke this kind of nebula, this more stellar scapes, and sometimes it's more like maritime, ocean-like visuals, yeah.
So in terms of practicality, the show is in two different levels of one of the spheres.
Yeah, so it's one sphere, but it's on two levels. So the upper level is really like the hemisphere. And so where the one that you saw, which is half of the sphere, and then the level down is a completely other kind of mood. It's working with the light of the sun and with the colored transparent films on the windows that create an atmosphere in the space. And there is also some phosphorescent foil that react to laser that draw actually pictures from the most recent space telescope, Hubble and James Webb, that are so projected on this phosphorescent foil. So the image appears and then disappears. And it's a kind of evocation of time and light and space and the travel of light through millions of years to get to us and the way we capture it. And then we view it here in the sphere.
Well, so there's more for me to discover, and there's more for everybody in Brussels to come and discover. And I heartily endorse people to come, because it was quite a show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.